The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas, unbeatable for convenience, versatility and efficiency. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
Oh, you are busy. 0874100102. You're writing in looking for books. You're like writing in looking for famous shout outs. And I see that Facebook has gone mental with people liking the post there, that if you like it, you will be in with your chance to win an iPad. Now, making beer requires energy. Naturally, Hope Beer, based at Howth Junction, Kilbarrick, in the north side of the Dublin city, is a natural gas user. They love gas, and that's why they're Gas Networks Ireland users. For a beer company, the aptly named Des McSwiggan, get it, is co-founder at Hope, and besides telling me how much he loves gas, he also wants to find more takers for his award-winning brews. Morning, Des.
Good morning, Conal. How are you?
Thank you very much for joining us.
Not at all.
Team
My pleasure.
SBS. Your pal, co-founder Vim, was meant to be with us as well, but I gather he's busy at business.
Well, one of those things, the Americans are in town, and one of us had to go and see this importer who's going to come in and see our brewery in Howth Junction, Kilbarrick. So I drew the good straw today. So rather,
you said that, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, because I could have been on the sideline of an under-12s football match, so here I am talking to you, so I'm happy.
And the Americans, are they looking to possibly bring your brew to the States?
Well, that's part of our plans, but I have to be honest, Conal, it's a couple of, a little bit of time away yet. I mean, we're very much focused on the local market. Hope Beer, we've been around since, well, we kicked off in 2015 when we started brewing in Howth Junction, Kilbarrick. But we have so much to do in our locality before we even think of crossing the pond to America. But yes, it's very much part of our future plans.
And I met Hope Beer previously because you were winners at, was it a Fingal, Leo? Was that the one?
Absolutely, yeah. Fingal County Council, very good supporters of Hope Beer. We're delighted with them as partners and their local enterprise office. And we were nominated for the Enterprise Week that I think you were involved with.
That's about a year and a half ago, is it, or thereabouts, maybe more?
No, it was actually this year.
And no, it wasn't. I wasn't there this year.
It was a great award that we won, and we were thrilled. And that put us into the National Enterprise Awards. Mm-hmm. And again, we were delighted on behalf of Fingal to be there representing it. And we won Best Startup of the Year under the Enterprise Awards, so we were thrilled.
And there are many breweries, microbreweries, small breweries. What are you doing right?
Well, we have to start with the product. Beer, and we have to make really, really great beer. So that was our first and foremost focus. And then on top of that, because we're all North Dublin based, Hope Beer, to be different on the shelves and stand out from the crowd, the branding and the imagery was really, really important to us, Conal. And if you look at our labels now, and you can see that the imagery comes off the stories.
They're gorgeous.
And those stories are found from the Fingal County Council archivists. They help us, and they are deep rooted in North Dublin or Dublin, and then the imagery comes from that. And so what we're trying to do is put this distinctive layering into our branding that makes the beer a little bit more interesting, the whole experience a bit
and
more interesting.
And I love the fact that you call yourself, all of you, that you're all North Dubliners, whereas Vim is a Dutchman, even though he was born in the Rotunda.
He was born
in the
Rotunda.
He's the only Rotunda-born man who still claims that he's Dutch. I still can't get my head around that one.
No, we don't either. And we've been dealing with, we're pals now for 30 years now, and along with his wife, Jean Mahoney, the three founders of Hope Beer. You know, our paths collided to do this sort of later in life, and at one of these Fingal Awards, which we were delighted to get, somebody actually put the strap line on us that we were silver startups, which I thought was very glamorous till I realised they were probably talking about our hair.
I think you still got the colour. I don't know if it's a Grecian 2000 or not, but anyway, it looks, you're not that silvery. Quick question is that, you know, the big dream. Hmm. Once upon a time, a man called Arthur Guinness started off here. Do you know that he ended up as being Europe's richest man? He had an enormous business right across the world when he was done. Hmm. What about the hopes of Hope?
We do like local. And our aspiration is to make really great beers and have a really good business. We are not looking to take over the world, albeit that in the marketplace we play in now, and certainly in the on-trade, people like Guinness and one or two others are in a very dominant position, you know, based on their hundreds of years of doing great business, I guess. But our aspiration is just to really make great, great beers, be known locally, build a brand that people can connect to, And from that, we'll build national and ultimately international presence.
Ah, so you will go international?
Oh, absolutely.
So it's not local?
No, but it starts with local. It starts with local.
But to start with local, you would like to have more customers. And I do see that the Press Up Group is one of your customers. And I have a pal there called Garvin Smith. And I think you'd like if Garvin were kind enough to list you. They're going to have another ton of new openings very soon. They've huge ambitions.
Yeah.
You'd love to be in every one of those Press Up.
Well, we would, because we brew, we bottle, we pack, and we keg now in Hoe Junction, Kilbarrack. And as I said, the many channels, they all want something slightly different. Our bottle sales go very well in the restaurant business. The size of the bottle and the label really suit a restaurant. Our core range of four beers now, again, as I say, focused on the restaurant. The off-trade, then, the independent off-license, they would prefer slightly different packaging and new beers coming more often.
That's one of the curses, isn't it? You have to produce one every what? A new beer?
Well, that is actually up to us, and it's one of the great flexibilities you have being an independent craft beer
but just
brewer.
To keep it
interesting.
How often do you have to brew? Change brew?
No, we don't. That's up to us. We try to structure it now because it is, from a business perspective, quite difficult to be doing that on an ad hoc basis. So we try to come with four limited editions every year, plus two seasonals, and our core range now, as I say, is four. So the restaurants love the steady core range. The independent off licenses would like something new to keep it fresh. And then all of those beers we actually keg as well. And getting into the pub trade, that's our big challenge. And that's where we want our help.
So if anybody wants to stock the award-winning, the really award-winning, because everybody claims that they're award-winning, but I was at the award ceremony, in fact, I think I may have even handed over the trophy to Hope Beer. What would you like, or where should they contact you to get a bit of hope?
Well, get a bit of hope. There's always hope, as they say, Conal, there's always hope. All of our social platforms, Hope Beer, also our website, hopebeer.ie, and through any of those mediums now, they can get in touch with us. We are delighted to talk to anybody and everybody that sells beverages.
And one of the reasons that you're on the Sunday Business Show, besides being an award-winning beer, is that you're also a Gas Networks Ireland consumer. And here on the Sunday Business Show, we've said it already, we like to support businesses in any which way we can, just like our sponsor, Gas Networks Ireland. And if you go on to the Today FM Facebook page and like the post that we've just put up there and comment Team SBS, we will be picking a winner of an iPad. So even you, Des McSweekham, could enter. You won't win, but you can enter anyway.
Well, the good news, we don't have gas, we don't brew, so they're very important customers to us.
Just for a second, I thought you were going to say, you don't have gas. I'm going to say, oh my God. No, he has lots of gas, lots of very good gas. Gas Networks Ireland, better, etc., etc. Listen, we are going to have to take a quick ad break, after which we are going to talk to designers.
The Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient, with no need to store, order, or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness. Today FM.